Yo, Gen Z, Riley Hart here, dropping some serious truth bombs about something that's been on my mind lately. Creating a home sanctuary where you can actually chill out without your brain exploding from TikTok trends and existential dread. Let's be real, our world is constantly trying to keep us plugged in, scrolling, hustling. But guess what? We deserve some serious downtime, like actually relaxed time. This isn't about Pinterest perfect aesthetics, okay? This is about creating a space that feels good for your soul, even if it means wearing sweatpants and eating cereal straight from the box. No judgment here. So buckle up, because I'm spilling all the tea on how to transform your living space into your own personal oasis of peace. First things first. Ditch the clutter. Like, seriously, that pile of laundry is not contributing to your zen vibes. Trust me, decluttering feels like a major weight lifted both physically and mentally. Think Marie Kondo vibes but without the awkward folding rituals. Get rid of anything you don't use, love, or need. Donate it, sell it, throw it away. The less stuff cluttering your space, the more room there is for peace and tranquility. Next up, lighting. Harsh overhead lights are the enemy of relaxation. Think warm, soft, inviting. Candles. Yes, please. String lights? Always a win. If you're feeling fancy, invest in some dimmable lamps that can create the perfect ambience for unwinding after a long day. You know what I'm talking about, that golden hour glow, but indoors. Now, let's talk scents. Aromatherapy is like magic for your mood. Lavender for calming anxiety? Check. Citrus for boosting energy? Absolutely. Peppermint for clearing your head? You got it. Diffuse some essential oils, light a scented candle, or simply simmer some cinnamon sticks and cloves on the stovetop. Trust me, your senses will thank you. Speaking of senses, don't forget about sound. Background noise can be distracting, but silence isn't always conducive to relaxation either. Experiment with different soundscapes, nature sounds, instrumental music, even white noise. Find what helps you de-stress and drift away into a state of bliss. Think of it like your own personal asthma experience, but without the whispering voices. Lastly, make your space yours. Surround yourself with things that bring you joy, whether it's artwork, plants, photographs, or even just a comfy blanket fort. This is your haven, your escape from the chaos of the world. So make it feel good, make it feel like home. Ever get back to your room after a long day and feel like, I can't even deal with this mess? I mean, we've all been there, right? Picture this. You finally finished that last exam, dodged the drama at school, and just want some peace and quiet. But then you walk into your room, and it feels more stressful than a pop quiz on Monday morning. Sound familiar? That's why creating a cozy home environment is so important for Gen Z. Think about it. This space is where you recharge the stress and just be yourself. You wouldn't go to a friend's house expecting them to serve up chaos, would you? So why subject yourself to it in your own living space? Let me tell you, that feeling of walking into a clean, calming, and personalized space is pure bliss. It's like taking a mini vacation every time you step through the door. And trust me, after surviving Gen Z life, we all deserve a mini vacation now and then. So remember, folks, ditch the clutter, light it up, scent your world, create a sound oasis, and personalize your space. It's not about being perfect, it's about creating a haven that feels good for you. You got this. Now, before I let you go back to conquering the world or at least scrolling through TikTok, hit me with a DM or tag me in your cozy creation stories. Let's see those chill vibes. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast like it's your new life mantra. Peace out, Gen Z.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.